So while preparing for this week's sermon, there were different stories that came into my mind that I could have told that connected well with the text that has been given for us today. As I told the kids that, you know, Advent and all our seasons are important. And this season that we are moving from of the green growing season into Advent, we start a kind of preparation of our hearts in that anticipation for Christ's arrival. And it gives us these new possibilities to explore and anticipate and make ready of our hearts and minds for what God is going to be revealing to us or has. And this week we begin with God opening once more that flipping and reclaiming of our understanding of the resurrection, of our brokenness in some ways with Job, and adding depth to that brokenness beyond only seeing it as something that no longer works. So when exploring the approach being taken, several stories of my own history and from our church history came to mind. So what led me to the story for today is the thought of my family. So there was a pivotal moment when all had seemed broken, but God showed up out of the blue, when in fact, you know, God has already been in that and was working behind the scenes, creating something new. Now, I may have shared the story about how my grandma Dennis, while raising four kids, her father-in-law and her dad also lived with them in a house on a ranch in Montana. Next door in the house across the little field was my aunt Evelyn and Uncle Vernon. And they had two small kids and she was pregnant with a third one. So after having her baby, my great aunt had a brain aneurysm and passed away. My grandma, who was an only child, really felt the sense of family and how family should always be together. So fighting my granddad's other siblings, she said, no, the baby's going to be raised by us and I'm taking care of the other two also. So imagine on a ranch salary, having seven children and two other adults living with you. But she always created room. And it's thinking that, you know, even in our brokenness, even in this pivotal moment of my family, there was still good that came about. So our story for today is being pulled from the different readings that we've read, hearing the different voices being raised and woven together to proclaim the gift of resurrection and this freedom of the inherited gift that we are given. A gift that is given in anticipation for when we hit that proverbial wall, or we feel our hope in society, in compassion, in justice, in common sense is broken sometimes beyond repair. However, when we find ourselves in that space or place of life, God brings us fresh breath as he's walking beside us in that time. New perspective, perhaps even clearer eyes as we enter a new life, a new chapter out of the brokenness that we experienced. There are those moments when the overshadowing of hopelessness that God surprises us. For Job, it came out of the ashes of the comfort and life he once knew. In that ultimate moment of despair, God surprises Jacob as a form of the whirlwind to reimagine and reclaim his life. In the encounter with the Sadducees, who are trying to trap Christ with his answers, Christ, who is God, switched the narrative once again and reclaims the resurrection promise. He claimed the widow who had no family and claimed her into a larger family, giving her and those hearing the story some hope that she and them would not be rejected by their status, but instead welcomed. In Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, he's calling on them to remain strong in their faith, to not conform to the ways of worship being presented by the Romans and those living in with their towns, but to hold fast to their traditions they had, to their knowledge of God and who Christ is for them, the freedom and new life through their sanctification and salvation promises. God surprises them with unlimited grace, unconditional love, a hope that is good and a strength to continue to do the good works and to share the promises that they themselves have with those they encounter. Diving deeper in this idea of not quite as broken as we thought, it can relate to the moment that we see or experience the world which is on the brink of brokenness at times, perhaps stretching it to when we are feeling broken or see our loved ones, either family of choice or family by blood, going through a time of being wounded. This is when we draw on our Lutheran understanding of our relationship with God, where we can call on God to mend or repair or restore those cracks or tears or brokenness that is happening within us and those around us. We can feel tangibly God's love being poured into us, strengthening us to have courage, find strength, and widen our idea of how we define family and how we define God's love for all. Feeding into the image of God weaving us into families, emphasizing once more that it's not by blood or by choice, it's by both that we come together. It helps us on how we define family, those that we call and we welcome into our sanctuary and into our lives each day. Because God creates those opportunities, knowing that those that we connect with are also beloved and needing that hope that we have internally at times. Like tying the fabric, we are setting this physical illustration of being tied together that makes us stronger when we come upon times of hardships, when we enter into that space where we look at traditions of the past and determine how to modify those or tweak them into what God is calling us to start anew. Along with being woven together, we can reset and rebuild with anticipation and await Christ's coming once more, seeing that it is not the end of what we know or are learning. It is revealing new viewpoints. And those pivotal moments in our lives when we come across something that is unsettling or scary, in my family, it was the extended family that came and recovered and started a new life. But it impacted each and every generation since then of how we define family. The good news for us is that our perspective of our brokenness was healed in the waters of baptism, that we are all made in the image of God. Therefore, we do not start off being broken. In the brokenness of the events of our lives, we are made whole once more. We are holy because we are part of God's continually expanding family, adding light to the explorations that we are taking of what it means to be an evangelical Lutheran and what it means to evangelize, how we can share those gifts that we have, quiet or in the whispers, not in the loud, banging trajectories. So therefore, as we continue to explore what it means for God to appear to us out of the seemingly blue, we also can build on our Lutheran understanding to be a disciple of God's, surprising us in those moments of hardship or the criticism spoken about us when people are angry at us for holding the truths that we proclaim because of our heritage. That we are wonderfully and beautifully made, that we are lovable, we have hope, we have assurance and promises. And in those times where it is hard to stand up for the truths that we are learning, that we are to prepare, to love, to live, be reseeded, bloom, and be ready once more as we are called to share our gifts with others, that we are given by God on our path, be part of our life journey together. Amen.